Jason Wirt.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hello and welcome to the Samantha Edis Radio Show. I am your host, and I am delighted to be with you today. And it's hard to believe that it's August. And as you who've been listening for a while know, I hate when people say that, right? I hate when people say, can you believe it's already summer? Can you believe that it's already, you know, the end of the school year? It kind of drives me nuts. But I am now the one saying, can you believe it's already August and the summer is more than half over? And people are talking about back to school. And if you walk by stores, there's all the fall clothing and winter clothing. And it alarms you because you still want to cling to your summer. And there is still a lot left. But it's hard to stay present when everything around you is always pushing you forward. So how do you do it? Well, one of my favorite tips is to have a two-hour tech-free time every day, which is so hard to do. I struggle to do it myself, but it's so critical to your well-being. To even if you are not a parent, having those 2 hours of tech-free per day, you might read a book or talk to a friend, but our conversations are so different when there isn't a phone looming in the background. Right now, I have our first caller of the day on the line. Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Cynthia. And I think you've called us before. Is that right?
I believe so. I think I have. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, how can I help you change your life today?
Okay, here's the deal. I work for my newspaper. I'm a media sales advertiser, and I love the results of my work. I love the way the advertisement turned out because I put a lot into it. I do not like going from business to get my territory, the clients of my territory, to advertise. And I don't know what to do because I've always been a manager, and now it's like, okay, you're 58 years old. Excuse you. You need to stop and think about what you're doing before you jump out there and do something else. And I'm so conflicted with this because I'm totally underpaid because I'm accustomed to a manager's pay, and I'm totally underpaid by thousands of dollars. And there's only a small aspect of this job that I like, and that's the satisfaction I get from the ads that I do. What am I supposed to do?
So your problem, Cynthia, is that you're unhappy in your job, and you're just afraid to take the plunge, or you're getting advice not to take the plunge in another direction?
I'm not completely unhappy. It's just a small aspect, and then I'm thinking, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I, because I'm good at it. Our goal is 100%. My goal was 111. You know, so I'm exceeding my goals, and I've done so well with this. But I don't know if I should make the decision, if I should try to just hang on in there a little bit longer, or should I just go back into management where I'll be paid what I'm worth. I don't know what to do. And I love being off at 5 and not working weekends, you know, versus management, retail, or restaurant this night, and weekends is all over the place. So I don't know what to do. And I need to do something soon. I do. I want to make a decision this month, to be honest.
But what is the decision? What's the alternative?
Go back into management, get paid the amount of money I need to be paid, and do what I need to do because I love managing. I love it.
And were you in management before?
25 years.
Okay, so how long have you been in this current position?
6 months.
And what led you to leave management and do this in the first place?
Because I decided to accept this position because I called myself taking a break away from management, to be honest, and try something different because I've never done this before. And now it's like 6 months down the road, and I'm like, oh, God, I am so underpaid. Jeez.
Okay, so did you think that you would be making more money in this position?
I did.
Okay. Have you talked to your manager about that disparity between what you expected to be paid and what you are paid?
I mean, I don't see any point in doing that because, I mentioned it, I just briefly mentioned it, because that's not something I want to discuss with him because he can't change that. There's nothing he can do about that. I could change that by increasing my sales, by going to different, more businesses, trying to encourage them to purchase ads, but that's where the conflict is. I'm not interested in going from business to business. You know, Samantha, I don't think it's me. I just don't believe I'm the person that should be going business to business talking to anybody about buying any kind of thinking ads. That's the thing.
So let's say you do want to get back into management. What does that look like? How easy is that for you?
It's not a problem because I have 25 years management experience, and my resume speaks for itself. And they have to start me off with a decent salary, a really nice salary. I don't think it would be a problem for me at all.
So what is stopping you? Because there's a lot of sort of hesitation and almost fear in your voice when you talk about it.
I know, because I love being in restaurant and retail management, and I used to own a business, too. I used to own a nightclub and a thrift shop, so I've been around the world and back, and I'm ex-military. I've got a whole bunch of stuff, but this freedom that I get from this job is so worth it to me. That is, okay, here's what the biggest problem is. I'm trying to decide if this freedom that I get from being off on weekends and getting off at 5 o'clock, but being underpaid, is it worth it to continue to do that versus getting paid what I deserve to be paid and giving up the freedom that I'm accustomed to? Which one do I value the most? That's what I think the biggest conflict is for me right now.
So it sounds like it's not possible for you to have that break between your work and your home life if you take on a managerial role. Is that true?
I know, yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about your home life? What goes on there?
Well, I have 3 kids. They're all grown. And my daughter's getting ready to move out because she just graduated from nursing school. My baby boy works full-time at his job, and he's in school, X-ray tech, and he's a musician. And my oldest son is a sergeant in the Air Force in finance. I have 3 grandkids. My home life, I live with mommy right now because I'm divorced for 2 years, and I stay with mommy. And I enjoy being able to be free to do whatever I want to do. My baby boy has been gone from my house for 2 years, so the nest is empty, you know, so I can do whatever I want to do, which is another reason why I was thinking, well, shoot, what difference does it make if you work late? I mean, you're not obligated to no one right now because I am single and I'm fine and sexy, so I have time to do whatever I want to do. And would it be such a big deal for me to be working some nights or some weekends? Would it really? So these are questions that I've pondered in my mind for a minute, and I'm trying to decide.
So why don't you answer that question? Why don't you answer that question? What would happen?
I can't answer it.
No, but I have questions for you. So what? I think that you know the answers to a lot of these questions. You're just making yourself crazy by spinning them in your head. But it sounds like more than ever, it's actually less of a big deal for you to have work that might bleed into a weekend here or there or bleed into some nights, because you are an empty nester. And so you are at the point in your life where you can put in the time. So why not go for it? I mean, it just seems like if you stay in this sales job, you're settling both financially and emotionally because your heart is not in it. And what's the point of living if you're not enjoying what you're doing every day and passionate about what you're doing? So what you're telling me is that you have... You're telling me that you have a passion for managing people. That's your passion.
It is, and I'm good at it.
You have to follow that, because you're telling me that by following your passion, you're also going to make more money. Now, most people call me with the opposite problem on this show. They call me and say, I have a passion for drawing, but I know I can't make a living that way. You're saying, I have a passion for something that's going to earn a lot more money. So I think you know the answer.
Well, I'm glad that's why I called you, because I knew that you would help me solve this big issue, and you just did. And I appreciate that a lot.
Awesome. Well, will you call me back in a few weeks and let me know what happens?
I will.
Cynthia, thank you so much for calling. And if you are out there listening right now, one of the dreamiest positions you can be in is when your heart and money are constantly aligned. That is the best possible career situation for you. We'll be right back after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
As the leaves turn brown, and we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edith, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And I've loved connecting with so many of you all week long in our vibrant Facebook community at facebook.com/Samantha Edith and on Twitter, where I am all day long at Samantha Edith. And you can also sign up for my free weekly newsletter on Thursdays. It comes out called Work Life Love, and that is at SamanthaEdith.com. Right now, I have our next caller on the line. Barry, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
How are you doing today, Barry?
I'm pretty good, chilling out, enjoying the weather.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Calling from New York City, Queens.
Okay, so it's a little bit humid today.
Yeah, it's a little humid, a little cloudy. It's a nice day, though.
Great. So how can I help you today?
Basically, I'm having like a relationship problem as far as my girl, she's pregnant and she's pushing me away and I feel like leaving her.
Okay. So what's the background of your relationship with her?
The background as in, we've been dating, we've been together for like 2 years so far and we live together. And now she's 5 months pregnant, and she's getting on my nerves as far as, like, attitude problems and stuff like that. And she pushed me away, but I'm trying to stay, but she pushed me away, and I am about to go.
Okay. Now, tell me, what is your own family like growing up?
Own family growing up, mother, father in the household. Father work a lot, moms be home. My pops come home probably at night. Like at nighttime, we see them. Well, we see them when we wake up. It's, what else? North Carolina, Southern.
Did your parents fight a lot?
Did they fight? I haven't even seen them fight. I never saw them fight.
Wow. And is this, how old are you and your girlfriend?
I'm 29 and she is 24.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I am a barber and a stand-up comedian.
Oh, wow. And what about her?
Right now, she has like a she's an RN, but right now, she's not working right now.
And why isn't she working?
Because she's talking about I'm pregnant and I just let me just stay at home. I need to relax.
Oh, dear. And how is she surviving financially without working?
I provide for them, basically. That and government.
Okay. So what is the source of the confrontation, of the conflict, what do you think? What would you say it is?
I say it's what is it? Probably female hormones? I don't know.
When you say she's pushing you away, give me an example.
All right. She'd be like, all right, I need my space. Get away from me. You're all over me. Then I'd be like, you know what? I'm about to get out the door right now. Let me just Let me just take a walk. Let me go to my friend's house real quick. He, no, don't leave. Don't leave. Then I'm like, what you want me to do? You want me to stay and hear your mouth, or you want me to really leave? Like, it's like mixed emotions type of thing. I don't know. That's why I'm calling you.
So it sounds like you and she are really clashing about everyday things, which of course, by the way, she is, there are hormones surging through her bodies at all, her body at all times. Okay. So what's going on right now, a lot of it is biological and physiological, but I'm wondering, first of all, was this a baby you intended to have that you two planned together to have?
You could say that. You can say that, yeah.
Well, I could say it or it's true.
It's true because I wanted to have a baby and I was having sex raw.
Okay. And are you having sex with anyone else?
No.
Okay. So she envisions that you two will be together forever, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So imagine what the baby's life will be like if you decide not to be in it.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, no, I mean, maybe that's the best thing. What do you think?
You're right. You got me thinking right now because I don't know. Maybe I would have walked away and came back or this or that. But I don't know. Maybe you're right, though. I didn't really get that. All the thought that I could, we give it, right?
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of communication that needs to take place because, first of all, having someone sit home when they're 5 months pregnant to, you know, focus on every ache and pain in their body is not going to make a successful pregnancy.
Okay,
and it doesn't sound like you guys are in a financial position for her not to work, right? It would be much...
You're right.
It would be more secure and stable if she did work. So it
right.
sounds like
right.
if she did work, you would argue less because when you're sitting at home, focusing on every ache and pain in your body, then and having less interaction with the world because you're at home, then it's easy
you're
to see why you would
right.
you would take stuff out on your partner, right? Because you're frustrated.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
But nobody feels good when they're at home and they're not a productive member of society. She's not taking care of anyone right now. There's not even a baby at home. So she's just sitting around focusing on how she's feeling 24 hours a day, and she's probably feeling like crap.
Right. Yep. I had to get it right on the dot.
So how do you get her? How do you get her to go back to work?
Just sit down, talk with her, like, yo, you know what? I think you'd be more productive if you work and it'd take your mind off of just feeling lousy, feeling lazy and lousy.
Yeah, and let's boost her at the same time, right? So let's boost her self-esteem. You're so good at what you do, and the world deserves your gifts. So let's go out and contribute, and then we could have more money for our baby, and she'll have a better future.
Amen.
All right, so will you go and have that conversation with her tonight?
I definitely am. I'm going to have a conversation with her in an hour.
Okay, awesome. Well, will you call back next week and let me know how it went?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much for calling, Barry.
All right, thank you also, ma'am.
All right, and for those of you listening, so often, you know, as our society puts pregnant women and mothers in this box where they're told that they have to choose between taking care of their kids or working. And after working with thousands of women, I can tell you unequivocally that the most fulfilled, happy ones are the ones that maintain some semblance of their career. Even if they're working part-time, they're still working. But once they leave the workforce, it leads to so many problems. One is financial instability, because then they have no earning power and they lose their power in general in their relationships. But also, it leads to unhappiness and boredom. So keep up those careers. We will be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
WL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And right now, we have our next caller on the line. Maya, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And where are you calling from today?
I'm just calling for advice on marriage counseling.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your situation.
I've been married for 14 years. I have three kids, and they've been having a constant argument, and I want to seek marriage counseling, but my husband doesn't believe in it.
Okay, and what is the argument about? Is there one argument or that you keep fighting about, or is it a lot of things?
No, it's just a small stuff, you know. It's nothing really materialistic. It's just a small argument on some like expenses. Sometimes it's managing the time. Sometimes it's how efficient one is and one is not organized. And, you know, just like petty stuff, really. But the tone and kind of lack of appreciation, lack of acknowledgement kind of bothers me a lot, and I get very upset.
And what happens when you get upset?
Earlier I used to kind of get into argument, and now I shut down.
And what does that look like?
Just look like, in a sense, I don't know. I'm just feel at times I do feel helpless, because I do want to stay in a marriage for kids, and we have other good stuff.
Are you intimate with your husband?
Yeah, yes. I would say when we have a good terms, we are. But when we fight, then I kind of shut down. I don't even want to see him. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to be in the same room. I just have nothing to do with him at that point.
So how often would you say you are having sex with your husband?
It's all good, I would say probably three times a week.
Okay. And when was the last time it was all good?
2 weeks ago, it was good.
Okay.
Right now, again, we have a problem. So I've been telling him we need to take a counseling so we avoid fights. Because every time fight happens, it takes a few days. I'm down. It leaves a scar for me. Then kind of we make up. But then the next time it comes, it all comes back. So it gets very difficult for me to handle, and he doesn't understand my reaction, because he's like, why are you overreacting? But actually I'm reacting to the past fights too, that I kind of let it go.
Okay. So it sounds like it's building up for you, your frustration, and it's increasing.
That's right.
And tell me about the rest of your life. What's going well in your life?
So, I do have my career. Financially, we are okay. My kids are great. I have awesome three kids. I have my family here. My mom, dad. So they help out a lot in the house, and they are a big help every time I need a ride for kids or something. So, I do have pretty, I would say, reasonably comfortable of her life, other than, I mean, just us kind of fighting on the small, small things. And it's becoming, like, to me, I'm building a lot of resistance, a lot of prejudice towards him. And to me, it's not good down the road.
So it sounds like you feel like it's just building up in you, like it's something that's building and building. What would he say if I talked to him?
That's what I'm saying. First of all, he would be extremely upset that I called, because he wants to keep everything private and he wants to resolve ourselves. But we've been married for like 14 years, I mean almost 15, and it's been going on from second year of the marriage, where now the frequency is increasing. And obviously subjects have changed. When we didn't have kids, it was all about like how I'm not focusing on my career, how I'm not efficient, how I don't manage my time, how I'm forgetful, to now something with the kids. And now it's again back to kind of boasting what he does versus, I don't know how to explain, but it's just his not appreciating or acknowledging, you know. And at times, like, he would bring up stuff that would make me so mad.
So it sounds like he's very critical of you.
Yeah, I mean, not very, but yeah, I mean, every time we argue, it turns to pretty much something that I'm not doing right.
Are you going on dates together? When was the last time you went on a date?
Oh, no, we don't do that.
You don't do that?
No, we just, it's all with kids.
Okay. So don't you think that that contributes to the tension between you, that you never have any time that's just for fun, just the two of you?
I mean, do we do go on vacation and fun stuff like socializing with the friends, neighbors, family? We do all that, but not really alone. We don't plan that. And I mean, that was my kind of always been a big complaint towards him, that he's not romantic enough. He doesn't put enough thought into the relationship. And his is like, I don't do it either. And I agree, but I'm at the point where I just feel like I've done already enough, and he doesn't deserve what I've done. And I don't want to put any more effort, when I don't even want to make it work anymore, unless he wants to see the counselor.
Is there someone else that has interested you in the last 14 years? Is there anyone you've had a crush on?
No. I mean... Okay. Sometimes I feel I wish I meet someone so I don't feel so helpless.
Okay, but what's making you feel helpless?
Kidding, but,
what makes you feel helpless, though?
Because, I mean, I don't see any way out. I feel like if I go on like this, either I'm going to drive myself crazy, or I won't be a good parent, or... I'm eventually, it's gonna end. This marriage is gonna end. So I feel like unless we fix it now and take it in a positive direction, it's gonna affect my marriage and my health. Versus
okay.
If I get out, but how am I gonna get out? You know, just I have three kids, and as I said, like to find someone else is like. I know a lot of people, single women, they struggle and they don't have luck with the second. I'm not thinking that way. I just want to fix this one. But the problem is my husband is not on board with the counseling. He thinks that's useless. That's a money-making business. But no, it never helps.
Okay. So we have to find alternatives to the counseling, because right now it sounds like he's not on board with the counseling and that's a dead end, right? So let's talk about things that we could do that would change what's going on right now. So I would like for you to stay on until the next segment. Is that okay with you after the commercial break?
Okay.
All right, because we have a lot more talking to do. I think that there are some things that you can be doing that will change things right away. And then I want to also talk to you. I want us to play through what it would look like if you left. And I want us to play through what that life would look like. So for those of you listening, please stay tuned. We will be back with Maya after the commercial break to talk about her marriage. Thank you for listening.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping now, the dark is too hot.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Napa know-how.
In third grade, there's one way to protect yourself. Karate. But now that you're mostly grown up, pick up a dash cam at Napa for just $39.99. With 8 gigs of storage, a wide-angle lens, and loop recording, it's everything you need to protect yourself on the road. The Napa dash cam for $39.99. It's no flying mantis neck kick, but just as effective. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome back to the Samantha Ettis Show. I am your host, and I'm thrilled to be with you today. And right now, we've been talking to Maya, and Maya is struggling. She has three kids, and she has a husband. They've been fighting a lot, and Maya's asked him to go to marriage counseling, but he doesn't believe in counseling, so we're trying to figure out alternatives as to what she could do. So, Maya, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, Maya, one of the things that concerns me is that you and your husband never have any alone time together to just enjoy each other. Now, I know you see friends and you see your kids and you see your family, but that's very different than just the two of you spending intimate time together having fun the way you did when you first met.
Okay.
So, how could we incorporate weekly time alone together into your life?
We can make time. That's not, it's just we have not taken that initiative. And as I said, I'm just so mad right now. Because every time stuff happens and then, you know, we would fight and then he does approach me and he does apologize and he does say, okay, let's make it work. We are not going to, I'm going to watch my tone. I'm not going to say stuff like that. And then week goes by and stuff, and it happens again. So I'm just kind of sick and tired of the pattern.
One of the things, though, is that you're not building up the positive parts of your relationship, right? Because the reason I'm so hopeful about you guys, Maya, is that you're having sex more than most married couples. Okay, let's face it. You have an intimate marriage. There's a lot of good in this marriage. You have three amazing kids. You have a lot of support around you. You have friends. You have a career. You have so much going for you. But you're fighting, and it's eroding your love and your intimacy. And so what we need to do is stop the fighting. And one of the ways we can do that, as opposed to treating the wound, we can actually try to focus on strengthening the marriage.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, what would happen if tonight you said to your husband, I want us to start, you won't go to counseling, I understand, okay, that's where you are right now. Say right now, because who knows, let's give him the opportunity to change his mind in 6 months if that happens, okay? But right now I know that you're opposed to counseling. But would you be opposed to working on us? And the best way to work on us is to spend some time enjoying each other. So I propose that we have a weekly date night, just the two of us. What would he say to that?
Okay. I'm okay. It's just right now I'm mad, but I would be okay to that option. In fact, yeah, that sounds like a good suggestion.
So if you had a weekly sitter, or you asked your mom every Thursday night or every Saturday night to babysit so that the two of you could go out together, if I said you're going out together tomorrow night, does that sound fun to you?
I mean, I don't know tomorrow. I mean, my state of mind, as I said, I'm angry right now and upset. But maybe, yeah, I would like to spend time, talk to him how I feel. And I don't know whether that would be a good idea to talk on the date.
So here's what I want you to do, okay? It's really hard. It's just like, you know, in a company, when you approach your boss with a problem but you don't have a proposed solution, your boss gets pissed, right? Because you're saying, here's a problem, but you don't have any idea what the solution is. So I'm suggesting to you that you sit down with him tonight. Will you have time to talk to him tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight I want you to sit down and be like, I am really, really frustrated, and here's why. Okay? And then let him respond, and you say, you've told me you don't want to go to counseling, but I do think we need to strengthen our marriage. How about a weekly date night? And then let him respond. Now, then you're coming up with something. You're saying, what do you think would help us? Okay, and don't make it, and say to him, don't make it something I could be doing better, because there's two of us here. So what do you think would help our marriage? I think one of the ways is to have a weekly date night. And weekly date night is not problem solving night. It's just time to enjoy each other. So maybe you're going to a movie, maybe you're going to a new bar in town, maybe you're going out to dinner, maybe you're going for a walk on the beach. But it's not the time to talk about the problem your kid's having at school, or the annoying thing his mom did, or something that happened at work. It's actually just fun time to enjoy each other the way you used to.
Okay.
And what you could do is you could take turns planning it. How would that be?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Now, I don't want to diminish how you're feeling. It sounds like you are in a lot of pain and you're really frustrated.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand what the pain is from, because you've told me that the things you're fighting about are little things. It sounds like you feel really underappreciated. Is that fair?
Yeah, but... yeah, that's fair. But I think, yeah, good communication can help.
So would he be surprised if you sat down with him tonight and told him how unhappy you are?
Yeah, he would be, like, he would be happy that I'm talking to him, because right now I'm just so mad that I don't want to talk to him. So he would be happy that I'm talking to him, and then he would be thrilled with the suggestion, but I don't know how we are going to keep up or... how it's gonna turn out, but it's worth the shot for sure.
Okay. What else would make you feel better?
For him to recognize that once he sees the problem, when I'm being I'm expressing it, he needs to listen to me and then understand and not do it again. You know, and if he can't keep up, or if that he cannot change, then just be honest, so then I can figure out what I need to do.
I think that it sounds to me like tonight you need to have a conversation with him, because you need to get this off of your chest so that it's not you dealing with this alone. Will you do that and call me back next week and let me know how it went?
Okay, sure.
All right, thank you so much for calling, Maya. And for those of you listening, have a wonderful week. Be great to yourselves and great to your kids. We'll be back with you next week.
Yeah, The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.